fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 9th day of October, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Every morning, Monday through Friday at Republic Broadcasting, we begin the live broadcast today at 0700 Central Time, and we start Monday through Friday with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The purpose of the tip of the day is to get your gas mask, body armor, night vision, thermal imaging now while you can. Right now, readily and easily available. During a crisis, well, you'll find out very quickly, there's not nearly enough to go around, not even close. Okay, this morning we'll have open lines this first hour. Andrew's not available today. And we'll have the Farmers Monday beginning the second hour with Sam Andrews. In case you've been on vacation in the woods with no communications, the war began in the Middle East Saturday. And we've had these attacks in Israel by Hamas, being supplied with weapons that came from Ukraine and Iran, of all places, Ukraine. I'm not sure what the death toll is. It's probably well over 1,000 by now in Israel. And we're already seeing a pro-Palestinian protest in major cities around the country. My personal concern for us and those of us who live in the United States is if the Muslim terrorist cells will be activated. My personal belief is there a high likelihood they will be activated to begin doing what they've been training, planning, equipping themselves to do for years, quite frankly. I told my wife about a party I went to when I was in college. This was 1972, more than half a century ago. There was a young man there from Palestine, about my age, give or take a year or two. And I told my wife, I've never seen a man so full of hatred, dripping with hatred, complete and utter hatred of Israel and Jews. I've never seen a man so full of hatred in my life, ever, before or since. Now, that man would be about my age now, in his mid to late 70s. And very likely he had children, had sons, I don't know. I don't recall what the man's name was. You don't have a clue. But if he did have sons and daughters, he very likely filled them with the same hatred towards Israel and Jewish people that he had. That's just one tiny example. One man in St. Louis, Missouri, half a century ago. We know that because the reports are coming out that there's many people coming across our southern border, men of fighting age, as we like to say, coming from the Middle East, including Syria. And, of course, they've been here for years. There's no secret about that either. How many Muslim terror cells are there in this country? Hundreds would be a good guess. There's a mosque in St. Louis County, South St. Louis County, my hometown, where I spent much of my life. I've been told by individuals who know, because they monitor these things, that healthy, fit young men go into this mosque early afternoon. They come out about 3 hours later, all beat up and bloody. What they're doing there is hand-to-hand combat training, very full force, full speed, hand-to-hand combat training. That's just one mosque in one city. There's hundreds of mosques in this country. I don't know how many hundreds, but hundreds. Nearby me, there's two mosques in Rolla, Missouri. The president of the university there is a Muslim. I don't know the guy would know from if he walked in the door. But that's who the president of the university is. So my advice to everybody is, for the time being, avoid really large gatherings in major cities. That would be sporting events, concerts, anything where there's thousands of people gathered for whatever reason, doesn't matter what reason. Shopping malls are tempting targets, especially during the heavy shopping season of between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Tempting targets for the jihadists who are perfectly willing to blow themselves up to reach their goal of killing as many Americans as possible. Obviously, Jewish neighborhoods are at a greater risk. Jewish synagogues are at greater risk. Jewish-owned businesses are at greater risk than other places. But in my opinion, everything's on the table in terms of things being at risk. Whenever you leave your home, assuming you have we'll talk about two different types of leaving your home. Leaving your home with a vehicle that you own and operate. I do strongly recommend that you have a get-home bag, not a bug-out bag, but a get-home bag. Let's talk about that a little bit. What are you going to want in there? Well, ladies, you need shoes that are suitable for walking, not the shoes that are attractive and fashionable, but shoes suitable for walking in your climate where you are. Obviously, it's going to be different in Orlando, Florida, than it will be in northern Michigan in the dead of winter. Clothing suitable for traveling across country, which includes everything, trousers, shirts, overcoats, gloves, hats. About a three-day supply of food. That's not going to be much, but at least a three-day supply of food. Probably, I know if I was for myself, I would have at least 5 quarts of water. A way to stay warm at night if you end up walking to get home. Obviously, a way to protect yourself. We may talk about that more during Farmers Monday. Communications equipment. Now, if you're a ham radio operator, you should have a portable radio to talk to your home base. If your vehicle should be equipped with a mobile radio to talk to your home base. There's lots to this, an awful lot to this. The farther away you are from your home on any given trip, the more detailed those plans need to be. If you're 10 miles away, it's one kind of planning. If you're 100 miles away, it's a different kind of planning. So, and we can talk more about this as the week progresses here and there. You got a question or comment, and we certainly entertain that question or comment at 512-248-8252. When I got back from Vietnam, I was assigned to the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the Green Berets, right down the hill from the 82nd Airborne. It was an interesting and, to a certain extent, life-changing experience for me. Our AO area of operation was the Middle East, in particular Egypt. I had a number of assignments when I was there, but one of them was to maintain all the maps we had for Egypt. We had special file drawers that were about, maybe each drawer was maybe an inch or an inch and a half tall, about 2 feet wide, and one whole wall was filled with these map cases, filing cabinets, and we had every square foot of Egypt on topographical maps. In these cases, my job was to inventory the maps, make sure we had all the maps, fill in any blank spaces, and we had enough of each map and so forth, which I did, and I loved it. It was a great job. We were put on alert twice to invade the Middle East, go to Egypt. Each time I was required to leave my apartment, tell my two buddies I served with in Vietnam that I had to be on base for this 24-hour alert, stay in my designated sleeping space, have all my gear ready to go with the 599, I was 600, right? The other 599 men in the 6th Special Forces Group, which included a number of World War II vets, by the way. I recall the leader, the guy in charge of the motor pool was Warrant Officer Mr. Hardy Batchelor. Mr. Batchelor had been General Westmoreland's first sergeant in World War II when Westmoreland was a first lieutenant. So they were friends. And the Army was trying to retire Mr. Batchelor. He was getting up there in years. And every time they would make an effort to retire Mr. Batchelor, he would call up his friend General Westmoreland and make the retirement procedure go away. Tough guy. He had been a boxer in his younger years. And I saw firsthand the fear he struck in the hearts of combat veteran Green Berets. It was an amazing sight to see. If any damage came to a Jeep or a truck they had checked out from this motor pool, they were very fearful of the response that they would get from Mr. Batchelor when it came time to turn in the truck. And I won't go into any detail, but they were. Anyway, it would have been 600 of us against tens of millions of screaming Egyptians. We knew that would have been a one-way ticket. What chance would we have had? But that's what we would do our duty, and we would go there. That's what we would have done. I had access to the intelligence reports. In fact, I helped write the intelligence reports. That was one of my jobs, concerning what was going on in Israel and the surrounding countries. I learned a lot. We didn't have computers, but we maintained files on every known terrorist in the Middle East. Thousands and thousands of 3x5 index cards giving the name, description, location, activities of every known terrorist in the Middle East. And we had special file drawers for those too, especially designed for 3x5 note cards. These are the, for you youngsters out there, we didn't always have computers, in case you don't know. But all the file cards were kept in alphabetical order. Awful lot of guys named Mohammed, to say the least. I would say over half of the men in the Middle East are named Muhammad. This is my general recollection. But I learned firsthand the threat of the jihadists against Israel, our ally. I was, as I said, I was put on alert to invade the Middle East twice. And I had to tell my girlfriend I was on alert. I wouldn't be in touch with her for a couple of days if she didn't hear from me, but I loved her and I wished her the best. Not a good place to be. I'd already been through one war at that time. I wasn't really looking forward to going to another war. Thank goodness it didn't happen, obviously. Right now, I would speculate that the 82nd Airborne that's left in this country is probably on alert. Maybe the 82nd Airborne that's in Europe is in Poland, 101st Airborne. The more rapid response units are probably on alert. The U.S. Marines and so forth are probably on alert right now because of what's going on in the Middle East. I don't know what's going on in this country. Is the FBI issuing alerts to our Homeland Security, to the 3,000-plus sheriffs in this country? I hope they are. I don't know. It may be a week or two before I have dinner with my sheriff, but I hope they are. I pray that they are. Is the Highway Patrol Intelligence Services notifying sheriffs in the various states? I don't know. I hope they are. What will they be on alert for? Well, be on alert for suspicious activity. I was talking to people over the weekend about how in Missouri we came to know, it's been 10 or 12 years ago, that there's two terrorist cells in Columbia, Missouri. One of these cells was intercepted buying cell phones by the hundred, buying propane tanks by the dozen. What else were they accumulating? I don't know. But they were accumulating a lot of things that could be used to make improvised explosive devices, landmines. We're into some very serious times here, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear the prepper tip of the day? Get your gas mask, body armor, night vision, thermal imaging now while you can. I know it's tough on most families' budget to be buying expensive items like this. It may be time to if you have to go in the debt to get those things, maybe that's what you need to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just offering advice here. These military surplus gas masks, the worst ones are the Americans, by the way. They're only good. The M17 gas mask we issued for decades is good for 17 hours. And then you have to remove the gas mask to change to the filters. Isn't that special? There's a lot of military surplus gas masks out there that they're really not very good. They're cheap. Yeah, you can get these surplus Israeli gas masks for 10 or 20 bucks. 3M makes the highest quality gas masks. They're high quality, made for industrial use. And you want the filters. There's probably three dozen types of filters that will filter out the chemical, biological, radiological material. CBR, chemical, biological, radiological. Sometimes you can stack these filters. Makes it more difficult to breathe, but you may need to stack two or three together to get the filtration, level of filtration that you want. I like the full face ones. They give you the best field of vision in terms of being able to look left, look right, look up, look down, or use a weapon sight. So do this and do it now. Really, seriously. Then we had our meetup Thursday in Raleigh, and there was no discussion about war in the Middle East right then. But here we are, a few days later. Here's our break. Call number 512-248-8255.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Dear Liberty Man. My aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Columbus Day sale of energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect till midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Listen carefully, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal now. I'm talking about war, here in the United States, obviously. This is where the energy clear comes in. Now, some of you have been in combat, and you know what it's like to go for a day, two days, 3 days without sleep. I do also. If you're in a long-term or even a short-term crisis, sleep will be at a premium. Getting a continuous 8 hours or even 6 hours is going to be a rare commodity, a blessing when you can get it. You're more likely to get an hour here, 2 hours here, a real blessing of 3 hours in a row. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. That 1 hour, 2 or 3 hours will be greatly amplified in terms of how refreshed you are when you wake up when you use the energy cleaner. You may be taking a 200-mile or 500-mile drive to rescue somebody and bring them back to your safe haven, being on the road for 10 hours, maybe 16 hours straight. Once again, the energy cleaner will help you get through that ordeal a lot more safely. Falling asleep at the wheel can kill you. But if you have the energy cleaner, you'll be a lot more likely to be refreshed and energized enough to make that trip and make it safely. So the energy cleaner is on sale right now until midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. Okay, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch interviewed me. They sent two reporters out to my place I had in the country at the time, the summer of 1977. I was, 25 years old? Maybe just turned 26. About to turn 26, I guess. Regardless. I expressed my concern at that time about nuclear weapons being used in the Middle East. That was a threat then. It's just as much a threat now. I was looking at the photograph of me in that newspaper article where I've got sandy brown hair, sandy brown mustache, weighed about 20 pounds less than I do now. Very thin and fit, obviously. I'm still pretty fit for my age, quite frankly, but that's a different story. So this has been a lifelong concern of mine, personally, due largely to my experience working with special forces, doing intelligence studies of the Middle East, writing reports on what was going on over there, submitting my reports to, I don't know where they went, maybe they went all the way to the Pentagon. Probably still there in some file cabinet in Pentagon, for all I know. So that's how I came to the knowledge and understanding that I came to back in 1969 when I was assigned to the 6th Special Forces Group. Everybody listening to me would be very wise to educate themselves about this threat, understand this threat, make it part of your being, and be ready to meet and defeat that threat when it comes to your neighborhood. The United States, we've faced a lot of enemies for 250 years. A lot. There was a French-Indian War before the American Civil War, before the American Revolutionary War, excuse me. There was a British, the Civil War we had for 5 years, horrible. Americans on both sides dying. Spanish-American War, which Spain was not our enemy. The battleship Maine blew itself up. And, of course, all of the World Wars, World War I, World War II. Then we had Korea, Vietnam, multiple small wars in Central and South America. It's a rare occasion that our enemies have been so dedicated, so brutal, so crazy that they would gladly and look forward to blowing themselves up to hurt Americans. It did happen here and there, but not in the same way that these jihadists do it. Islam is a very bizarre, freakish, dangerous religion. And I say that again, Islam is a bizarre, freakish, dangerous religion. Muslim men believe that if they die in battle, fighting jihad, that the moment their heart stops, they're instantly in heaven with 72 virgins and forever. Virgins that are there to, they're all, they're 9-year-old virgins, by the way, 9 years old, all 72 of them, 9 years old. And every time they have sex with one of the 72 9-year-old virgins, they instantly convert back to being a virgin at the end of the act. Pretty strange. Here's our break. Call number 512-248-8255.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I must look out to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Now, this is a time when your group may need a private consultation. I do private consultations. There's details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Prox will help you in normal times. Prox will help you in hard times. Prox will help you if we are at war. That's where we're right at the edge of that. We're not there yet. Freeze-dried food, water filters, and so forth that will help you achieve your goals of being able to survive. The liberated rocket heaters, if you depend on electricity or propane or heating oil, those things may be gone in a long-term crisis or a war. That's where the liberated rocket heater comes in. You can burn regular firewood, you can burn pellets, you can burn twigs out of the yard. And your Liberator rocket heater, we have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. For most Americans who aren't combat veterans like myself, war is 2 hours in an air-conditioned room with hot popcorn. And when the show's over, you throw down your empty popcorn bag in a trash can and you go home, or whatever you do. War movies have become very realistic. Saving Private Ryan had some of the most realistic combat scenes I've ever seen in a movie. What movies don't have is smell. They don't have the vibration of the explosive devices going off. They come close, and the World War II films did a good job of this, many others as well, of you building an emotional connection with the characters. When they die, you feel that emotional connection. It comes close to reality, but it's not reality. Reality is having a very good friend's blood all over you, his brains splashed in your face after he's been hit by whatever he's hit by. That's a tough place to be. My friend Ralph, very dear friend, he was best man at my wedding. My wedding to Dr. Moore. We went to military intelligence school together. We went to Vietnam together. We came back from Vietnam. We were at Fort Bragg together for a year and a half. Lifelong friends. We were both in psychological warfare in Vietnam. He got assigned to a field team. One of his duties was to ride these river patrol boats, these relatively short, very fast boats the Navy had in the Mekong Delta. And one of the operations, they would go down these canals, which were sometimes quite narrow, maybe 100 feet wide, sometimes narrower than that. And one of these patrols, they came on, there was an ambush, and the commander of the patrol boat ordered the boat to do a rapid turnaround and at full speed and evacuate from the ambush point. His buddy Huey was hit and fell into the water, still alive, and they could not stop for him because it would have meant sacrificing the entire crew and the boat itself. When we got back from Vietnam, we had this apartment, Ralph and Phil and I, and Ralph would wake up in the middle of the night with his nightmares about his buddy Huey, who they had to leave in the water behind. My friend Ralph finally passed about 2 years ago. He had a lifelong struggle with post-traumatic stress. He became a psychologist. He worked as a psychologist for the Veterans Administration most of his adult life. But he never got past. He never got over that, ever. It was always there. Multiply that times hundreds of thousands of veterans of all wars. World War II guys are mostly gone. Korea, Vietnam, these never-ending wars in Afghanistan, Iraq. Men and women who will always carry that trauma with them until the day they die. That's the true nature of war. I sometimes refer to war as organized insanity, which, in my opinion, it is. And that's what's taking place in Israel right now, organized insanity. These young men and women in Palestine, they grow up in the time they're being potty trained. They're trained to hate all Jewish people. The Israelis, I don't know what their training is. They're trained to fear them. I don't know if it's fear or hate or both. The Muslims. You and I, all us Americans, we have to live with the consequences of this hatred. The consequences of the organized insanity, the consequences of these major powers doing these things. We can't change the major powers. Do we have any effect on them at all? Very little, if any. how this is war. I mean, Israel is at war right now. There's no doubt about that. How wide will this expand to? I don't know. I know the overall plan, which we've talked about that on the show many times over the years. The overall plan is for the powers that be to take down the United States. There's reports of weapons that the Palestinians are using that came from Ukraine, that came from Russia, that came from China. Very sophisticated high-tech weapons, not just Kalashnikovs, not just rocket-propelled grenades. They've had those things for decades, nothing new there. Even reports of tanks, that's a new level of weaponry for the Palestinians. Now, the armies around Israel, of course, they have tanks. Syria, Egypt, so forth. They all have tanks. They have high-performance jet fighters. They have drones. The reports of drones coming out of Israel right now show us that these drones are probably coming from Ukraine or Russia. Very sophisticated, high-tech drones. Not the toys you get at the local Walmart. It comes back to all of you listening to me, your families, your neighborhoods, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Will the grid go down? Well, if they choose for it to go down, it will. It's no secret how to bring down the power grid in this country. Very easy. I've talked about that dozens of times. You don't need firearms. You don't need explosives. Common hardware store items, hardware store tools, it can be bought in any hardware store in the United States from Key West, Florida to Anchorage, Alaska. Can bring down the power grid. No secret. I'm not giving out information that's not known to the terrorists. Of course they all know this. Water supply system, fresh water in these cities, same thing. Telecommunications, telephone, internet, same thing. Common hardware store items, hardware store tools to bring down all those things. No secret at all. And for the most part, our infrastructure is totally naked and unprotected when it comes to these kind of threats. All of you listening to me, you, in your neighborhood, of course you have an electric substation where there's these big transformers and a chain-link fence, no guards. No, anything. Maybe some video cameras, but so what? Very vulnerable. Very subject to attack. Go buy your municipal water supply company. It's probably in the smaller cities, it's going to be an automated system where they got pumps to pump the water out of the wells, pump it up into a big tower, and it feeds down by gravity to the community. There's no armed guards protecting those things. There's simply locks and lights and alarms, all of which could be easily compromised by any determined jihadist. Same thing with telecommunications. Same thing with natural gas. Which means you out there, you all of you listening to me, you need to be independent of those things. You have a proprietary source of water. A proprietary way to stay warm when it gets cold, not dependent on the power grid, not dependent on propane or natural gas or heating oil. That's what you need. You need it right now. If you're just getting started, it may seem daunting. Start with gathering food, simple canned food, local supermarket when it's on sale, especially buy it by the case. Toilet paper. Storing up water in your home is a smart thing. If nothing else, rinse out 2-liter soda bottles and fill them with water. Don't use milk cartons, by the way. Milk bottles, that type of plastic deteriorates relatively quickly. I found out the hard way. But the clear plastic used for 2-liter soda bottles will last for many years. Rinse them out, fill them up, put about 3 drops of chlorine bleach, the unscented chlorine bleach in each bottle to preserve the water from going bad. Canned meat is a good source of protein. You ladies, you know how to get the most food for the most money. I'm not going to educate you on that, am I? Staying warm, winter is right around the corner. Staying warm is not optional. That's where the Liberated Rocket Heater is. We've got them in stock, ready for immediate shipment at my website at thelibertyman.com. I used mine for the first winter last winter. It was great. Kept the house nice and cozy. And we're going to be installing the outside air duct to make it even more efficient. That will happen in the next couple of weeks. So instead of burning up the nice warm air that we've paid money to heat, we'll be burning up outside air for combustion. That makes the whole situation a lot more efficient. So my job is to inform and educate and be your cheerleader. Your job is to pay attention and do what's best for your family. I did a presentation Saturday at the Arkhaven location in near Harrison, Arkansas. Got to meet Ken and Randy, Randy's wife, and met a lot of great people down there. I got a complete tour of the place. It's hundreds and hundreds of acres. And I'll be getting a link up on my website to Arkhaven here probably in a day or two. It's not just a place to buy 5 or 10 or 20 acres of real estate and build a home. It's a community of like-minded Christians that are aware of what's going on and will come together as a community to protect the community from whatever happens. It's Northwest Arkansas, beautiful part of the United States. And beautiful area, great people, and it's certainly something to consider. And I'll get that up on my website, like I say, in a day or two. I'll be in touch with my webmaster to make that happen. And I'll have either Ken or Randy on with me here and there to talk about what's going on at Arkhaven, what's been done, and what they plan on doing. Everything changed Saturday when Hamas attacked Israel. How many players are there in this? Well, there's already international players. We know that. It's no secret. Russia, China, Ukraine. The international players are already in place and already providing aid and comfort to Hamas to do what they're doing. So how much farther will it expand? I don't know. As I said earlier in the show, I have great concern for the jihadists in this country that have been here for decades. There's been reports here and there over the years about their training camps, about the stockpiles of weapons that have been recovered, and the few attacks here and there of jihadists against Americans. It's been scattered. It's been kind of piecemeal. Will they start up in earnest? Have they been given their orders? I don't know. It'd be foolish to not believe they haven't been given their orders. The smart thing would be to recognize it's highly likely they did get their orders and plan accordingly to do what you need to do to make sure your family is safe. Every American family that's prepared is great for us and bad for them. My heart goes out to people who live in these large cities. They are so vulnerable. So very vulnerable to these terrorist cells that want to cause harm and hurt Americans, kill Americans. But that's their situation. Majority of my listeners don't live in major American cities. It's a small percentage of my listeners that live inside major American cities. There's some, of course, but not that many. If you have friends or relatives that live in a major city, they may need help escaping. you might want to talk to them and see if they have that concern, and put a plan in place for them to escape or be rescued, one or the other, if that's necessary. It could become that way. Things could go to hell in a handbasket really fast. We all saw that the morning of the 11th day of September 2001, didn't we? Went from a normal functioning country to complete shutdown in a matter of hours. Here's your last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. There's another twist, a different idea here. Article by Kevin Barrett was put out on Jim Fetzer's site. It says there are increasing reasons to believe this may be another false flag attack, where Israel itself created Hamas and where the IDF took 6 hours to respond, which is absurd. And the Gaza fence is monitored so closely that even the presence of a cat sets off a response in force. I don't know. It's an interesting article to take a look at. I'm not an expert in this area. Kevin Barrett, Gazans break out of the world's biggest concentration camp. That's the title of the article and a little video in there. Take a look. I'll email it to you. It's a different viewpoint. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, if we got World War III starting, of course, that would be a big deal. I mean, this is really a crazy thing. Why in the world would these people send all these rockets over there and spark Israel wanting to basically turn them into glass and nuke up to maybe 2 million Gazans? I mean, this is what Robert Abel was talking about last night.
Well,
it doesn't really make sense to me.
Dave, you're thinking like an American. Of course, you can't help that. You're not thinking like somebody who grew up as a Palestinian Muslim.
Should I go to a mosque and see what they teach them? Yeah. I mean, it's crazy religion. Both the Talmudic religion and the Islamic religions are crazy. So, I mean, we don't adopt either of those. I mean, Jesus is he in a hot bucket of piss in hell, like it says? I mean, come on. So, I think we got two sides that are crazy over there anyway. That's my opinion.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave. We appreciate the call. Yeah. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Almost out of time here, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I can make it quick. I just tuned in, so you may have covered this ground already. But I just wanted to say that Franklin Delano Roosevelt knew about the Japanese fleet and that it was encroaching upon Pearl Harbor. And I would suggest that the Israeli Defense Forces and the Mossad knew that this was in the works. It wasn't an intelligence screw-up. It was a deliberate thing where they allowed it to happen so they could justify their response.
Well, Mossad is known to be an excellent intelligence service. And quite frankly, I don't know. But
life I've been hearing about the vaunted, IDF and the Mossad and how sophisticated they are, and our stupid bumbling right. CIA has to get intelligence from them all the time and blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Right.
So, and they have all these technologies, they can monitor everything, and that we're supposed to believe that every branch of their intelligence totally dropped the ball and detected nothing about this multifaceted plan. I'm not buying that for a minute. They had to know something. Somebody knew something. All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, there's we talked about this before, big battle inside Mossad between the real Jews and the fake Jews from southern Europe, Ukraine area. That's going on right now also, in addition to all the rest of this. Go top the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews, and we'll have Finals Monday.
I'm Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.